From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The November Farm Labor Survey shows farm worker wages are heading up into 2025. Chad Smith has more on just how much higher.
The cost of farm labor is yet another rising supply cost for farmers and ranchers, particularly for farm workers hired through the H-2A visa program. Samantha Ayoub, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the recently released Farm Labor Survey gives us a snapshot of labor costs across the country.
The November Farm Labor Survey release told us that combined field and livestock worker wages were $18.12 nationally, up 3.2% from the 2023 release. However, no one realistically pays the national wage, so regionally, there was an average of about a 4.5% increase in regional wages.
Ayoub says wage rates differed dramatically across the country.
There was actually a decrease in the Lake region, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, down 2% to $18.15. But then we have places like the Southeast, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, with nearly 10% increases. California is finally not the highest paying state in the country. They've been surpassed by Hawaii at $20.08, up 7.2% from 2023.
This report will be used to calculate the adverse effect wage rate for 2025.
The Farm Labor Survey combined field and livestock worker wage becomes the adverse effect wage rate that DOL uses for six different standard occupation codes, and that's going to comprise 96% of H-2A workers. In December, they will post the adverse effect wage rate, which is in essence copy and pasted from the Farm Labor Survey, and that will become the field and farm worker wage for H-2A workers. It's also going to vary across the country as to when you have to start paying that wage because of the injunction on the worker protection rule.
And you can learn more at fb.org/market intel. Chad Smith, Washington.
CRP program flexibility in Kansas. More on that when we come back.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
When the legislative session gears up in January, crucial decisions that impact agriculture and rural life will be made. Don't be left in the dark. Sign up for our updates today and ensure you're always informed about the latest developments, proposed policies, and potential changes that could affect your farm, your community, and your way of life. Our timely and concise updates will keep you ahead of the curve and empowered to take action when it matters most. Sign up now for Kansas Farm Bureau's legislative updates at www.kfb.org/advocacy. Next, Insight with Glenn Brunkow.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Glenn Brunkow.
Who doesn't crave the turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, rolls, cranberries, pumpkin pie, and other traditions of Thanksgiving? The American Farm Bureau Federation has come out with its annual comparison of the cost of a traditional dinner for 10, and the price has fallen for the second year in a row to just a little over $58, or $5.80 per person. The fact is, one of the things we must be thankful for is living in a country where we have an affordable, abundant food supply. I also like to think that Thanksgiving is a time when we should celebrate agriculture and all that we, as an industry, do to make the United States the greatest nation in the world. Most of us do not have to worry about where our next meal is coming from. We just must figure out what we want to eat. That is where those of us in agriculture come in. Without our incredible production, it is not possible to serve a feast to 10 people for less than $60. And that is something the rest of the world is in awe of. So this Thanksgiving, stop and take a minute to be proud of being part of what feeds the United States. We are really good at what we do. That is something to be thankful for.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.